A good night of Shabbos. We're standing here a week before Bedikas Chametz. And there's a week ahead of us, fear to say. Lots of work. And potentially, lots of frustration. What we need to internalize is that the Tuma, the greatest chametz in the world, is the chametz of blowing up, of getting upset, and of getting overheated. What is chametz? Chametz is if it gets heated and blown up. A person who is looking and cleaning for chametz while blowing up and getting overheated because is not only defeating the purpose, but is counterproductive. Better not clean. And the essence of what we need to do over the next week is focused on how we bring the geula. And one thing we know, if one person gets hurt along the path of bringing the geula, Hashem is not going to use that path. There's a Kabbalah from the Vilna Gaon, maybe even further back. Mashiach will not come on the back of any yid. In Chodesh Nisan, as the men know, we don't say Tachnun. And for men, it's like the greatest thing in the world. It's davening shorter. And the question is, it's not a treat. Tachnun is when a person comes and says, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, and gets a clean slate. What exactly is the treat that we don't say Tachnun? It's counterproductive. And the answer is no. A person who's in the right focus and is living a v'nisin asidin lihigoyel, it's not a 50-50 chance. It's higher than that. There's a big chance Mashiach will come in Nisan. They're trying to make sure that they're clean. Nobody wants to get caught dirty. By the way, the word benisan nigalu means Klal Yisrael got redeemed. Benisan asidin lihigo means they will get redeemed. The word asidin also means something else. In the Megillah, asidin means prepared. Asidin layem azeh, if you remember from the Megillah. It means about being prepared. The essence of Korban Pesach is that we do it in a group. The essence of Korban Pesach is that one person shechts it for everybody. We actually learned the concept of shlichus, that someone could do something for someone else from B'shach to Oisai, from Korban Pesach. It says everyone in Klal Yisrael will slaughter, and obviously not everyone did, only one person did. But one person did it for everybody, because we're one unit. You could represent someone else. The entire purpose of Nisan is the geula. The geula comes when there's Abba, Ba'achva, B'shalom, B'reyes. If a person in his house is mad, the couple's not getting along, the kids are frustrated, we are pushing the geula away far and fast. And if you think I'm exaggerating, let me share with you a story. Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a Rav that everyone knows today, he wrote many svarim, Rav Simcha Bonim Kohn, he was very close to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he shared the following story. During he was very close. During Nisan, Rav Moshe would talk about the Gula the whole day. Mashiach's coming, Mashiach's coming, Mashiach's coming. That was Rav Moshe's entire. And one year, Moshe tells him, Mashiach's coming this year. Moshe said it very. And comes Pesach, leaves Pesach, Mashiach didn't come. And Rabbi Kohn said, maybe I shouldn't have done it, but I went over to Rav Moshe. I said, Rav Moshe, you told me that Mashiach's coming. Rav Moshe said he was coming. A fight broke out in Klal Yisrael, and he got pushed back. And I even know which fight it was. Rav Moshe had an inside scoop. And But it's sort of, as Cohen said, can you tell me which one? I mean, it wasn't Lashon Hara, it was a fight that was already going on between two parts of Klal Yisrael. And first Moshe said, no, Moshe, I'll tell you, but don't tell anyone. I don't want it to become political. And Moshe told him, Rabbi Cohen says, Moshe told him that this machlekes pushed it. Not only did it not come, he pushed it very much back. Moshe, with pain and tears, said this. It's an exaggeration. More recently, Rav Chaim Kanievsky shared that. He said, anyone who knows will tell you Mashiach here, Machloikis is pushing it away. This is where it's at. The point of Pesach, we have a concept called Kimcha de Pischa, Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that you have to go into Pesach with the responsibility that someone else is your problem. You can't sit down at the Seder if someone else doesn't have. The Shari Mishneh Berurah writes the Shari Tzion. It's the greatest bezoyin and embarrassment to Hashem. If you're sitting comfortably at your Seder with everything you need and your brother is sitting a few blocks down and doesn't have anything, which father would be happy to see one son sitting and partying with their brother or sister a few houses down? Can't afford it. What we need to internalize now is it is about doing and working together as a family. The idea of getting angry and stressed, let the mistake happen, something that wasn't clean will be cleaned less well. It's worth it because the other person is pushing away Mashiach. Benisan nigalu, we got redeemed. Benisan asidin ligal. Way back in the day, the women got us out. A woman needs to make sure in her house she's not getting stressed. I say woman just because they usually take charge during this time of year. You have to make sure there's a positive atmosphere. People are working together. It's nothing's worth anything if they're screaming and belittling and fighting. That's what you need to realize. This is the essence of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be eaten by a group, 20, 30 people. I want a small piece, can't leave over. So everyone should have a group. That's how they made sure they took care of each other back then. Today we have Allah, we need to take care of each other. For Kimcha de Pischa, same idea. We need to make sure what we're doing. Perhaps Al Pi Remez, the Arizal. It's hard to explain what he means. But he says today, the Parai is the same letters as Oyref, as the back of your neck, I guess the nape of your neck. And this is the Oyref of a person. And it's the same letters, Oyref is the same letters as Pari. That's what Arizal says, very cryptic. He says the Pari attacks the Oyref. And I heard a pshat. What is this part of the neck? It allows you to turn and look to your right and look to your left. The Pari attack is when he attacks the back of the neck, that a person can't turn right or left and doesn't care to look around and see what's going on by other people. Remember, the Geula will not come if there's strife. The Shechina will not come. Seder night, you could sit and close your eyes. If there was a machlokes and people not getting along and hard words amongst each other, the Shechina is not coming to that house. That's true for every Arab Shabbos and every Shabbos. 100 times more than Leila Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. Only mutual respect. Your spouse will mess up between now and next B'dikas Chametz in a week from now, tens of times. If you have children, they'll mess up many, many more times. This is what happens. How will you deal is the million-dollar question. B'nisa Negalu, B'nisa Nasina, are you prepared for the Geula? Prepared for the Geula means there's no need to say Tachnu. That's why we don't say Tachna. Because people know Mashiach has a bigger chance of coming out and they're staying clean. Staying clean means not bit the kas. Mara tells us Hashem doesn't come near a home where there's anger. The Yitzhahara has his ways. He stresses you out. This chumrah, that chumrah, just no chumrah is worth it if one person is going to get hurt. Remember the story with Rav Moshe, who had an inside scoop. He was the Gadol HaDor. If anyone knew, it was him. And he told Rabbi Cohen, I know for a fact, Mashiach was here, and this machleik is, and he even shared it, and he said he won't share it. Between two groups in Klal Yisrael, pushed it back. Nobody wants to be told when Mashiach comes that he could have been here 5 years ago, but because of the machleikis in your community or your house, he didn't come. Achmona Litzlan. Let's be mechazik ourselves. Benisa nigal benisa asidin. Remember the word asidin means you prepared the egal. Prepared means that when he comes, he can walk into your house because there's no anger, there's no strife. There's shalom and there's shalva and there's shechina amongst you. That is the schus that we're going to do of the Korban Pesach, of being together as Klal Yisrael, of one doing for the other. And without a doubt, that schus will be zeicher to the Geula Shalema Meher this Nisan. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbat.